Shalom.
How are you all?
We just wanted to say thank you. It's an honor to just share our testimony of the birth of our little girl.
Yes.
So here is how Kiara made her debut.
Ciao a tutti. Vogliamo dire che è un onore condividere la nostra testimonianza. Questa è la storia come Kiara, nostra figlia, è nata.
So, on January 30th, we started to have some contractions. We didn't know if it was real or not, so we kind of still went along with our day and our evening. And then on January 31st, I still worked. I worked from home, so I still worked and went just labored through some contractions because they weren't the same as usual. This is our fourth child, so we kind of had something, you know, certain way in mind of how it would go.
Thought it was a lot different.
Yeah, so we were laboring through and working and laboring. And so we were, you know, in communications with the midwife, and she was like, oh, you know, try this and different positions to labor in. And come to find out, those positions that she told me to labor in were making the contractions less frequent and less intense. So I didn't realize how far I was in labor. And so once I was starting to move around, they were like 1 to 2 minutes apart, which is meaning that it's really close. So
il giorno prima della nascita di Kiara ho cominciato ad avere contrazioni, però sono rimasta a casa, continuato a lavorare. E il giorno dopo ancora avevo contrazioni, però non le ho prese troppo in serio perché erano diverse dalle altre volte, perché Kiara è il nostro quarto bambino. Ero in travaglio, però ho continuato a lavorare cambiando posizione per fare le contrazioni non troppo frequenti e non mi sono resa conto che sono vicina al parto. Le contrazioni sono diventate molto frequenti, ogni 1 o 2 minuti.
Finally we decided to head to the hospital, but we want to keep in mind, everyone keep in mind who's listening to this testimony, that we have some specific prayers.
Yes.
With regards to our little one. Just praying for an easy and not long labor and easy birth. So keeping that in mind as we continue with our testimony. So finally, when I got up to move around and different things, and Rick started to get the car ready and the other kids ready, and my water broke. So we were like, okay, we definitely got to get going. But it was, the contractions were like highly intense by now, and I didn't think we were that far, but we actually were very far in the whole labor process. So I'll let Rick tell the rest of the story.
The story. Yes. So
e prima di continuare devo menzionare che noi avevamo pregato per un parto veloce senza un lungo travaglio. Abbiamo finalmente deciso di andare all'ospedale. Eric preparava i tre bambini, preparava la macchina. Però mi si è rotta l'acqua e le contrazioni erano molto frequenti.
So then we got everybody into the car and we prayed and then we drove. We got right on the highway, and a few minutes after we left, she said, I'm not going to make
it.
She said she wasn't going to make it. And I said, no, you're going to make it. And kept driving. We didn't turn around. We could have turned around and had our daughter at home, which we recommend that you can do, definitely. But we kept driving, and she labored backwards, if you can imagine, in the front seat the entire drive. So we're driving along and driving along, and then the contractions really got intense, and she said, the baby's coming. She said, she's coming. And
so keep in mind, we're only in the car. We were only in the car for about 20 minutes. And the hospital is like an hour away from our home because we live in the country. So
yeah.
It was about 20 minutes in, and she didn't want to wait. So
Rick racconta, abbiamo messo tutti in macchina, abbiamo pregato e cominciato a viaggiare sull'autostrada. E Natasha ha detto, non ce la faccio. Però Rick gridava, sì, ce la fai. Lei continuava il travaglio sul sedile anteriore nella macchina. Potevamo tornare indietro, tornare a casa e avere la nostra figlia in casa. Ed è quello che raccomando a voi se vi trovate in una situazione simile. Viviamo a un'ora a distanza dall'ospedale e dopo solo 20 minuti in macchina guidando, la bambina non ha voluto aspettare più.
So we on the highway, it was right before a final exit for a little while, and I just kind of swerved over. And, you know, our father really protected us. I had to swerve over a couple lanes to get on the exit ramp. It was a ramp going downwards and we were heading on a bridge. So we drove down and pulled off, in the parking lot of a hotel. And so we had just enough time for me to jump out and go to the other side and catch her coming out. As soon as I opened the door, I saw her face and she just shot out like a rocket. So, so hallelujah. It's an amazing story. So.
Siamo usciti dall'autostrada e ci siamo fermati nel parcheggio di un hotel. Ho appena avuto tempo di uscire dalla macchina, andare dall'altra parte e la bambina è uscita. Appena ho aperto la porta dove era Natasha, la bambina è saltata fuori come un razzo e sono riuscito a prenderla.
And just the topper to show that our father points us in the right direction. Her name, we study Hebrew, so her name in Hebrew means that he directs our path and points us in the right direction. So her name is Kiara Malkia. So hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And we just want to thank you again for allowing us to share this beautiful testimony of how our father just truly protects and watches over his children and just guides our path. And just another topper for it, all our children, we have a total of four now, we're in the vehicle. So we all got to meet her at one time. So that was a blessing too, because they had a ban at the hospital for kids not to be able to see their mom or the sibling because of the flu that's going on here. So we just thought he just really worked it out for us, and we're so grateful and just praise him for it. So we love you all and we just wish you all blessings. Shalom.
Shalom.
Ringraziamo Dio che si è preso cura di ogni dettaglio. E visto che abbiamo studiato l'ebraico, il nome della bambina è Chiara, che significa Dio dirige i nostri passi. Il Signore veramente protegge e guarda sopra i suoi figli. E un'ultima cosa, eravamo tutti insieme in macchina, dietro erano i tre bambini e abbiamo avuto la benedizione di dare il benvenuto a Chiara tutti insieme, perché i bambini sapevano che non possono entrare nell'ospedale perché ci sono restrizioni. Però il Signore ha risolto anche questo e siamo grati al Signore. Vi amiamo tutti e vi auguriamo tante benedizioni. Shalom.